Hello， 大家好啊 ，Welcome to the Art of Hong Kong Geeks by Dummy， 我系 Dummy，I'm Dummy。Welcome back to another episode of Cantonese Sayings with Numbers. And today we'll talk about Cantonese Sayings with the number 2. This time I have 6 different sayings for you. The first one we have is called 二五仔. 二五仔. 二五仔 literally means 2, 5 son or boy.二五仔, this phrase means somebody is a traitor or snitch or sellout. For example, you and your teammates are working on this patent for this new technology, let's say, for example. But one of the team members leaked your design to another huge company, and then the big company got the patent before your team. So that person who leaked the information will be the 二五仔, the traitor, the 二五仔, the snitch or the sellout.For example, you can say something like 你呢个二五仔俾我见到你你就知死 Literally, you, this 2-5 boy, let me see you, you will know that you are doomed or dead. Basically meaning, you traitor, if I see you, you're dead or doomed. 你呢个二五仔俾我见到你你就知死。So 知死 is a term that you use when you're saying that oh, somebody will know that they're doomed or they're dead or you know, bad things will happen to them. And then another example would be 我唔想做二五仔。I don't want to be the snitch or the traitor or the sellout. 我唔想做二五仔。When you want to say that you don't want to be something or you want to be something, you would say 做, 做. That would be the verb for be. When you want to say be, like a firefighter, let's say 我想做消防员. And here, 我唔想做二五仔. Good. So 二五仔, 2-5 boy or son, is a traitor or snitch or sellout. Great.And the next one I want to talk about is this term called 二世祖. 二世祖. 二世祖 literally means 2-generation ancestries. You probably don't really know what this term means just by the literal meaning. 二世祖. This phrase is actually describing somebody who is rich by blood or lineage.And they're not really contributing to society. And we use this term 二世祖 to describe people like that. And 世 from 二世祖, like I explained last week, it means a lifetime, but it can also mean generation. And 祖, this word, you don't really hear it in modern day Cantonese. 祖 means ancestors or ancestry.And like I said, you are usually describing somebody who's rich by blood. And often because their parents are rich or their grandparents or their previous generations were rich. And this kid, this 二世祖, right now is spoiled and rich and becomes almost like a leech to society. For example...Let's say you know this person, right? And there's this rich guy who didn't get his wealth on his own, and all his successes were from the previous generations, and he doesn't really work, he doesn't really run a business or a charity or anything constructive at all. But every time you see him, he's kind of like driving a Ferrari, always has like different escorts around him, and is a very gluttonous guy. And so somebody like that will use the term 二世祖.二世祖 to describe this person. Now, this term definitely has a negative connotation. So you don't call somebody who you think is a 二世祖, a 二世祖in their face because they will most likely get offended. So for example, you can say, 佢係二世祖, literally, he is a 2-generation ancestry. Meaning, he is a rich guy that got his wealth from his family and doesn't contribute to society. 佢係二世祖。And let's say this 二世祖 that you know now decided to start a business, but after like, you know, not even 6 months, the company was completely shut down because of whatever reasons, then you can say something like, 嗰個二世祖食嘢又唔做嘢，做嘢又打爛嘢。 Meaning, that 二世祖 only eat and not do any work, and when he does work, he breaks stuff. 嗰個二世祖食嘢又唔做嘢，做嘢又打爛嘢。 Now, 食嘢又唔做嘢，做嘢又打爛嘢 is another Cantonese saying that you hear when people complain about another person who's lazy and incompetent. 食嘢，食嘢 obviously you guys know already by now means to eat, and 做嘢，做嘢 means to do work, do stuff, do something. 食嘢又唔做嘢 meaning eat and not do work. And 打爛，打爛 means to break. And 打爛嘢 means to break stuff. And 嘢 just means things or stuff in general. So sometimes when you don't actually know how to describe something or you just talk about something very generally, then you can just use the term 嘢, 嘢 to replace whatever that you wanted to talk about. And so the next phrase, 做嘢又打爛嘢, that means do stuff or do work and break stuff. Great. So the whole phrase, 食嘢又唔做嘢, 做嘢又打爛嘢, the whole phrase is saying that they only eat and not do any work, but when they do do any kind of work, they break stuff, describing people who are lazy and incompetent. So let me repeat the whole thing. 嗰個二世祖食嘢又唔做嘢，做嘢又打爛嘢。 Good. Now, moving on. The third saying that I wanted to talk about is this saying called 二打六。二打六。Literally, two hit six. Now, two hit six, 二打六, this is actually a phrase to describe somebody who is sort of redundant or just like a side character, not very important. And the characteristics of a 二打六 is that they usually are just kind of standing around, not really doing anything important, almost like small potato in English. And the reason why I've read that 二打六 means something like that, meaning that they're just a side character, is because 二 means two, and then 打 is hit, and six is 六啦. So obviously, this is basically saying number two, adding number six, you only get an eight. You don't get the number 10, so you don't get the perfect score. So the person is not actually that important, not a 10 point, 10 mark person, just like 8 marks only. And this term 二打六 is a term often used in TV and the films industries as well to describe a small character. So for example, if somebody is asking, 你听日去唔去呀? Are you going tomorrow? 我呢啲二打六，去又得，唔去又得。 Literally, I, a two-hit six small potato like me, can go or cannot go. Meaning, a small potato like me, I can go or I cannot go. So once again, 你听日去唔去呀? Are you going tomorrow? 我呢啲二打六，去又得，唔去又得。 A small potato like me, I can go or I cannot go. So basically just describing that you're not very important, you don't have to show up if you don't want to. Okay, pretty good. And that one was pretty easy. And the next three phrases that I'm going to talk about, they don't actually relate to number two, but instead they relate to the number 20. Okay, so the first one that I'm going to talk about is this phrase called 亂噏廿四. 亂噏廿四, Loon up yasi literally means, you know, bullcrap 24. And loon up is when somebody is talking nonsense. Say, for example, they're just saying things that are not real. And yasi here is just used to add an extra emphasis. So you can definitely just say loon up as in like nonsense. Just say that. That's completely fine. And you usually would use this term loon up yasi as well when you hear somebody saying something terrible, but perhaps just imaginary, or we don't yet know the outcome. Or if the person is just talking crap or nonsense, then you can say that. For example, let's say if your child is asking you if they will turn into a cat in the future, then you can say something like, "Hey, 亂噏也死啦." Hey, 亂噏也死啦. Meaning, hey, just saying nonsense. But instead, you can also say, "Hey, 亂噏啦. Hey, 亂噏啦. Because like I said, the 也死, the 24, 二十四, is just there to add an extra emphasis. And this one is fairly easy and very helpful too. If like you're just hearing somebody saying nonsense, you can just say, "Hey, 亂噏. Hey, 亂噏也死, something like that. Perfect. The next one that I'm talking about is this one called 十八廿二. 十八廿二. Literally 18, 22. Of course, you can also say 十八二十二, but usually would just say 十八廿二, because it's a lot faster to say 廿 instead of 二十. Now, this phrase, 十八廿二, 18, 22, is usually used to describe the state of being young, like 18-year-olds and 22-year-olds. You usually hear this saying when someone is actually describing that they're no longer young. For example, 你咁貪靚做咩? 你又唔係十八廿二? Why do you love looking so good? You're not 18, 22 years old anymore. 你咁貪靚做咩? 你又唔係十八廿二? Now, 貪靚 means loving to look pretty or good. And 靚, as you guys know, is pretty or beautiful. And 貪 means greedy. So essentially, this phrase 貪靚 is saying greedy for being pretty, meaning wanting to look good, look pretty. So 你咁貪靚做咩? 你又唔係十八廿二? Why do you love looking so good? You're not 18, 22 years old anymore. Another example. 我跑唔到好快㗎啦. 我已經唔係十八廿二. I can no longer run fast. I'm already no longer 18, 22 years old. 我跑唔到好快㗎啦. 我已經唔係十八廿二. So 跑 is to run, and 好快 is quick or fast. And 跑唔到好快 cannot run very fast. 我跑唔到好快, I cannot run very fast. And then the next term 已經 means already. So 我已經唔係十八廿二. I am already no longer 18, 22 years old. 我跑唔到好快㗎啦. 我已經唔係十八廿二. Okay, that one should be pretty easy. And then moving on to our last saying or phrase of the day. The last one is 唔理三七廿一, or 唔理三七二十一. Literally, it means not care 3721. 唔理三七廿一. Now, 唔理三七廿一 or 唔理三七二十一, this phrase means regardless of what. 唔理 means not to worry or not care. And 3, 7, 21s, these are just like random knickknacks. We don't have to care for it. You know, just go and do it. Just go ahead and do it. And this phrase is almost something that you would say when you're being very impulsive and you just want to get something done. Don't worry about 3, 7, 21. Don't worry about these knickknacks. Just go and do it. That's what the saying is really talking about. So an example would be 我好肚餓。 唔理三七二十一，食咗嘢先。 I am very hungry. Regardless of what, eat first. 我好肚餓，唔理三七廿一，食咗嘢先。肚餓，肚餓, as you guys know, is hungry. 我好肚餓, I'm very hungry. 唔理三七廿一, regardless of what, 食咗嘢先。 Eat first. 先 is first. So 我好肚餓，唔理三七廿一，食咗嘢先。 And another example. 我個passport好重要，而家唔見咗，唔理三七廿一都要揾翻。 My passport is very important. Now that it's lost, regardless of what, I need to find it. 我個passport 好重要，而家唔見咗，唔理三七廿一都要揾翻。Good. Now, passport, in my vocab episode, in Cantonese, it would be 護照。 But in general, in Hong Kong, you would hear people just say passport instead of 護照, because 護照 sounds very formal. Unless, I mean, you know, you're working at the airport or something and you have to be so official. So 重要 means important. 重要. And remember, I think last episode I also talked about the other term to say important is 紧要. So 我个passport好重要. My passport is very important. 现在不见了. 唔見咗 means something is lost and cannot be found. 唔見咗. And so 唔理三七廿一, regardless what, 都要揾翻. 揾翻 means to find it back, to seek it back. So the whole sentence, 我個passport好重要，而家唔見咗，唔理三七廿一都要揾翻. My passport is very important, now that it's lost, regardless what, I need to find it. So, 唔理三七廿一, regardless of what. So, hopefully you've learned something in this episode. Some of these sayings are not as helpful, but some of these sayings are very helpful in everyday conversations. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested, please go on my Facebook page, which is The Art of Hong Kong Geese by a Dummy. Or if you want to look for the written materials, go on my website. I have everything up on there, which is www.theartofhongkonggeesebyadummy.com. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.